Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, is it me or is this day just flying by?
It's flying.
It's going fast. What a beautiful day, by the way. Took the dog for a walk today.
Yeah. My new favorite song.
The leaves are gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. The red maples in my neighborhood are absolutely stunning right now.
I think this is peak fall foliage.
Foliage.
For the metro. I was flying in on Monday and we took a different route than I'm used to come in.
Yeah.
And we came in from the southeast and dropped down and flew right over the city. And you could just see all of these gorgeous colors.
This is the week. Like, this is the week. And then next week, I think they start to fall.
When are you guys going to meet at Furs Cafeteria for your fall foliage tour?
I think we should have an annual fall foliage. Can we come up with a new word, please? Because I don't like foliage.
It's foliage.
It's a stupid word and I don't like it.
I just like to say foliage.
You need to go to New England.
Oh, I'm a leaf peeper. I am adding that to my 51-year-old repertoire right with the McDonald's oatmeal.
I had never been to New England.
Oh.
Let me tell you. I sound like a wrestler from the 80s. Let me tell you something. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Sam, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, she keeps mispronouncing 51-year-old era when she means to say 71-year-old era with the way that she's acting.
So I had never been to New England before, and we went in 2021.
Okay. Did you spend a weekend there?
I did spend a weekend in New England.
Okay.
Thank you, Barry Manilow.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Very 80s preppy movie kind of thing.
So
a weekend in New England.
We went to New Hampshire, and we were on this lake. I mean, the lakes in New England are crystal clear.
You can see
the bottom. You can see the bottom of the lake. They're that clear.
I am embarrassed to say that I have never been to New England, but I do love me some Barry Manilow. And Carrie went with her mother 2 years ago. I want to go look at the leaves in all of the towns where the Bushes lived and the Kennedys lived. And
that's Massachusetts.
The Kennebunkports and the Hyannisports.
No, you want to go to New Hampshire because that's the path less traveled.
You can hit them all, Scott.
Or Vermont,
yeah.
Or upstate New York.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to go to Kennebunkport or Hyannisport. You want to go to the places less traveled.
You want to find a little Airbnb, B&B. Up in Vermont,
What Carrie said, Dan, was you could go and look at New England and leaves for a week and still want to be there longer. She said, I would not do a weekend in New England. She said, I would do a week. Rent a car.
Whatever you do, bring your portable charger for your life alert, okay?
Right.
I don't want that to die on you.
You know, Sam, stop. Stop it.
I'm sorry that I appreciate nature at my mature age.
There's nothing old about going up to New England.
They have entire leaf peeping tours for people our age, Scott.
So
they ain't selling that to those in their 20s.
And it's a 55 and up community.
It is on the AARP circuit.
Okay.
Can't wait. I'm leaning all in. My old age.
I would recommend that you fly into Manchester, New Hampshire. Is it Manchester? Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Fly into Manchester, rent a car.
Yeah.
And drive about an hour and a half away. And it's like Minnesota is, you know, the state of 10,000 lakes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire is the same way. There are lakes everywhere. And just get a little Airbnb or a hotel on the lake.
I'm in.
It is some of the most beautiful country ever seen.
It's gorgeous up there. It's really pretty. So foliage season is now.
Yep.
When does soup season start?
Well, I don't.
When does it end?
When does it end?
Take some clam chowder if you don't mind.
Talking about AARP.
You know, and then maybe next year we hit the Cherry Blossom Festival. I don't know if we'll have time.
I don't know.
A lot of retiree activities.
In all seriousness, this sounds really fun.
If you spend a weekend in New England.
Sam, it really is. It's beautiful if you go up there.
For real. If you spent a weekend in New England and ran into Barry Manilow, would you not just die?
Of course I would. But Sam, listen, I'll take a lecture on looking at
Mr. UP.
Yeah, I'm from the UP of Michigan.
I was just about to say that my first trip to UP was in late October.
Oh.
And we spent, well, because there was a 48-hour gale and we couldn't do anything because there were 60-mile-an-hour straight-line winds for 48 straight hours, we just drove around the forest leaf peeping. It was awesome.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you throwing down.
So where do you get off making fun of us?
There's a lot of outdoor activities up in New England.
There certainly is.
A lot of hiking, a lot of strolling.
The difference is I don't sound as old when I say it.
No, I'm drinking wine and looking at leaves.
FIFA is out. FIFA is out with the three hotels that they would like for whichever teams end up here in Kansas City.
Okay.
Where they would like for them to stay.
Okay, let me guess.
Okay.
The Lowe's.
Nope.
What's the one by Arrowhead?
Not the, Coco Key.
The Aramark or whatever it's called?
Wait a minute. The Lowe's isn't on the list?
No.
The President.
You're thinking the Adams Mark.
Adams Mark, that's what I meant, yeah.
The President.
You. No. And by the way, one of
where you stay when you come here.
One of them is not in Kansas City proper.
Don't America's tell me the A-Loft. In?
What?
Why would you not put them up in the Lowe's or the President?
Dana,
well, wait until you hear the ones they did pick. They're not cheap.
Have you seen the prices at the Lowe's?
Yes.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily expensive for people coming for a few weeks.
Okay.
Think for two of them, think downtown. And for one of them, think not in Kansas City.
The first one listed is one of the most expensive hotels in the city.
Wait, I've been there. It's where you go to get drinks in the Crossroads, and they've got that great bar upstairs.
No, that is false.
The Kansas City Hotel is not on the list.
Hotel Kansas City is on the list.
That's what I meant.
That's at 12th in Baltimore. That's not in the Crossroads.
I love Hotel Kansas City.
I believe Hotel Kansas City is also the one that has the Nighthawk in the basement, a former speakeasy.
You guys need to go there and have a drink at the bar, except you, Scott. It is a lovely place to hang out.
No, so, this is for the fans of the teams that come.
No.
This is for the people.
These are team hotels.
The athletes.
Oh, for the team.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and not a base camp for fans.
No.
And in fact, they're recommending that the teams rent out the entire hotel while they're here.
Yes.
So that their fans are not in that hotel. So Hotel Kansas City, 12th and Baltimore, yes. Keep in mind, one of them is not in Kansas City.
Well, that would say to me, Overland Park or Leawood.
No, not even close.
KCK.
Oh, I got you. Is it the Eldridge and Lawrence?
No, it is not the Eldridge and Lawrence.
Oread?
Yes.
Bingo.
The Oread at 12th and Oread in Lawrence, right next to the KU campus.
In Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they realize that's another city?
They're going to be there, too.
What they're doing they're opening up a practice facility in Lawrence.
In Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's why they're saying, why don't you guys stay in Lawrence?
Makes sense now.
All right. There's one left. It is a very expensive hotel. The Savoy.
Oh, the Savoy. Okay, absolutely. Love it.
On West 9th Street.
I downtown. Remain shocked the President is not on that list, but okay.
So the three hotels that FIFA is recommending that whatever teams we end up getting.
Yeah.
That they stay there is the Savoy.
Good.
Hotel Kansas City.
Good.
And the Oread in Lawrence.
So these are the national teams from whatever country it's going to be.
And we won't know until December.
So they've got funding.
Okay. Speaking of how old are we? We had mentioned yesterday that I have started watching Wheel of Fortune again, which goes with the birding and the oatmeal at McDonald's and the leaf peeping. And Scott, a funny thing happened overnight. Someone reached out to me that I had asked a couple of years ago to come on the program.
Yeah.
And she said to me, oh my gosh, this got lost in my spam folder. I didn't even see this. Would you still like me to come on and talk to you guys? And I said, yes, 100%. She has called in. You do not know anything about this interview. However,
do I know who she is?
You do not. She had a big moment in the spotlight with one Pat Sajak.
Oh.
And we will talk with her as soon as we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I must confess, I'm intrigued.
I'm so excited about this. So this woman reached out to me and said, I don't know how I lost your DM, but I found it and I would love to come on the show. I had reached out to her quite a while ago, Scott, and said, hey, will you come on the show? We love game shows on this program, as you know. And if you Google the name Laura Hansen, Wheel of Fortune, you will get results. And Laura agreed to come on the program and talk about this week. It is the 3-year anniversary of her huge win on Wheel of Fortune with Pat Sajak.
Three more consonants, one more vowel.
H-B-P-U.
Get that called very often. We'll see how all that works out for you. Not well. That's all you're getting. But boy, she's smiling. She may do it. It's a place. 10 seconds. Good luck.
His man cave?
Of course.
She had no letters.
You're not embarrassing your daughter tonight, that's for sure. And you got me. Wow.
Laura, way to go. We're giving you $40,000.
Congratulations.
Wow.
$58,550. Very nice.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Well, we're so glad to have you on. You are incredible.
Thank you. It was definitely and still is just a dream that I sometimes don't think actually happened.
One of the things that's crazy about that bonus round, you only had three letters, the S in his, the N in man, and the E in cave. There's nothing up there.
Yeah. The whole time the night before in my hotel room, I was like, if I get to the bonus round, I'm going to pick an A for my vowel. And I got there. And for some reason, my mind went to bus for the first word. So I picked a U, even though I thought it was bus. And I don't know why I picked a U. I'm still kicking myself for that. But it all worked out.
It just popped into your head because there's no letters up there.
A lot of people have asked me that. My boyfriend has a man cave in the basement. He's a huge sports fanatic. And so my brain just instantly went to that. And Thank goodness.
So what was it like? How did you find out you were going to be on the show?
So my whole process started in 2021. It was a pretty long process, but pretty easy. I don't know if it's switched since Ryan has taken over, but mine was an application that I had to fill out and do a 15-second video. And they said they really don't even consider you if you do not do a video. So I just made this funny, like, rap about Wheel of Fortune and submitted it. And about 2 weeks later, I was actually visiting my parents up in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'll never forget, I screamed really loud because I got the email. They're like, congratulations, you're moving on to the next step. And it was a Zoom with two other contestants around the country. And I think that was more nerve-wracking for me than the actual live show because, I mean, I'm a Gen Xer, so, like, we're on the border of that technology
right.
savvy stuff. So it was during COVID, which really worked out because my daughter was home at the time, so she helped me get it all set up and made sure I was good to go. So we did the Zoom where we had to do, like, little fake cat like puzzles and pretend they were like toss ups. So we had to click the pin that we used. And then they took us each off screen and we solved some puzzles. They didn't tell us if we got them all right. We just stopped if we thought we did. And then they brought us all back on and they said, okay, we'll let you know in 2 more weeks if you made it. If you didn't, you can try out again in a year. Well, 2 weeks went by and I got another email and said, congratulations, you've made the actual show. It could be 18 months before we contact you again. And when we do, you only have 2 weeks to fly out and do your taping.
Oh, wow.
So Laura, hang on for a second, because yeah. I'm a huge fan of Wheel of Fortune. It is a dream of mine to actually be on the show. When you're doing this Zoom with the two other people, none of you are guaranteed to get on the show. This is not the two other people you would be on set with. Is that right?
Right. I never, ever met those two other people. And like I said, I don't even know if they're doing Zoom anymore. It could be a whole different process, but I don't know if they got on other shows because I blacked them out. I don't even remember what they look like, to be honest. But no, you have no idea if they made the show or not. I mean, you don't get any contact with them after the fact.
When you're on the show, do you have to pay for your own hotel and flight?
Yes, but for third price plays, you're guaranteed $1,000.
Right. So you get something. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was August of 2021 that they told me I made this show. And then August of 2022 is when I got my email saying my show was taping like September 16th was my taping. And they said if it didn't work out for me, I could like email them and say, hey, this doesn't work out.
No, you're maybe, like, I'm getting on a plane.
No. And that's what I did. My boyfriend's like, no, it's meant to be. Like, do it. So I actually found a pretty decent flight out to California, even with only 2 weeks' notice. The hotel, there's a hotel that they, like, brand with. And so it was a pretty good deal.
So wait, Laura, because we're up against the break here. And we might hold you over because we have so many questions. You won $58,550.
Uh-huh.
You won the bonus round. How heavy is the wheel to spin?
It's 2,500 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
And I've got stories to tell you about the wheel because you don't just spin it like on your taping. Like you have to do it all day. There's a fake patent van that come out. I mean, you're there from 6 a.m. and my show was the 5th show. There's 6 shows a day, FYI. My show was the 5th show of the day. So I didn't leave there till almost 6 p.m. So I was there for 12 hours.
So you did not skip arm day that day is what you're saying to us.
Well, no, I should have done more arm days, but to tell you the least, my arm hurts so bad after that.
I want to hear more, and we're going to hold you over. I want to hear more about this fake Vanna and
stand-ins.
Pat.
Is there a fake Pat?
Yeah,
because hold me over and I can explain a little more to you guys.
All right. You're from Blue Springs. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. Laura Hansen, who was on Wheel of Fortune in 2021. Laura Hansen from Blue Springs. We'll continue with her in just a moment. The secret behind the greatest game show in American history, Wheel of Fortune, when we return here on Dan and Parks. Laura Hansen from Blue Springs joining us on the KBZ Hotline. She has done what I aspire to do. She has made it onto the greatest game show of all time, the Wheel of Fortune. Laura, I was fascinated in our last segment when you were talking about you arrive at the studio at 6 a.m. and you ended up not leaving until 6 p.m. I don't think it's any industry secret that when they do these game shows, they film multiple per day. So, for example, Ryan Seacrest and Vanna White literally work about a month a year.
Yeah.
They do. They work like 40 days a year.
Yeah. About a month a year, give or take. But you were telling us that they recorded 6 shows that one day that you were there. But before they start recording, you're on set with a fake Vanna and, at the time, a fake Pat Sajak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they want you to have a certain way of speaking, and they want to make sure you're loud enough because Vanna's pretty far away from you.
Yeah.
So you eat like 3 meals while you're there. They treat you right. You do your hair and makeup on the Jeopardy set. Like, we sit in the Jeopardy set, and they want you to spin the wheel a very specific way. Now, I will tell you, with Ryan coming on as the host, things have changed. Like, I've noticed the whole different, like, we had a very strict what we could wear to contrast with the background. Like,
yeah,
we couldn't wear certain colors. Now I'm seeing, like, all sorts of, like, crazy outfits and stuff. So I know things in that aspect have changed. So I don't know if the whole, you know, fake Pat and Vanna or fake Ryan and Vanna have changed. But, yeah, they want you to get on there, spin the wheel. You do a couple rounds, see if you're loud enough, see if you're, you know, basically, I shouldn't say this, but picking the right letters.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. So they just don't want you to be getting on the taping and, you know, panicking or being very like, oh, I can't talk. Or,
right.
There are a few of us out there that were being very soft spoken and they're really getting on them. They're like, you cannot be like whispering. You have to project your voice.
Laura, real quick, because this is such an interesting peek behind the curtain. How hard is it to buzz in? What are those buzzers like? Because you got to get that timing down too.
I didn't think it was that hard. I mean, I didn't think it was hard. I mean, we only did it during the toss-ups. We didn't have to do it
right
every single thing. So it didn't seem hard to me. But
when you think you know it, did you just go bup, 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 bup on the buzzer?
Yeah. I mean, on the toss-ups I did. On the toss-ups, I got, I think, two of the toss-ups. It was mainly the main puzzles that I solved, so I didn't have to worry about the buzzers. I will say the biggest thing for me that helped me, because I won the prize puzzle to St. Martin also, which was amazing. My whole family, we were able to take my daughter, and we fell in love with that place, but the biggest thing for me was that I bought vowels. They told you all day that to buy vowels, that it would help you solve the puzzle.
Yeah.
And every single puzzle that I won, it was because I bought vowels. And my friends and family, after the fact, after I was able, because I couldn't tell them from September 16th till November 4th, I could not tell a single soul how I did.
Right.
Because of what I signed and stuff. So for 7 weeks, I had to walk around and just sit there and act like aloof. And my family, it was really cool because my family all came from Nebraska and we had a watch party and it was so much fun to watch their faces as I was solving the puzzles. But people were like, why did you buy so many vowels? Why did you waste your money? I'm like, you look at it that way. But I looked at it as I picked the vowels and I was able to solve the puzzles and bank money and secure my spot to the bonus round.
Well, they're only $250 a piece, but I know what you're talking about in regards to having to keep your mouth shut. Dana, I don't know if you're aware of this. Dana won the whole caboodle on the Price is Right years ago, and she won a trip to Puerto Rico, to California. She won a car. God knows what else she won. I can't remember. And she came back from California, and I'm like, how did you do?
Can't tell anybody.
And she, for months, kept her mouth shut until we went to the watch party and watched The Price is Right. And I'm like, oh my God, you won the whole thing.
She did tell me that in the email when we were talking. And congratulations. That's awesome. Price is Right, another bucket list of mine.
But Laura, the difference is, to me, the difference is with Wheel of Fortune. There are a lot of people who think they're really good at solving the puzzles at home. But I was telling Scott this yesterday.
Until you get on set.
When you get on set and the lights are on and it's go time and they're looking at you to call a letter. So when you're at home and someone calls a letter that's already been called, you're like, well, that's so dumb. How do you do that? It's a different ball game when you are there.
It is, and I mean, I still get angry at people on TV when I watch it. I'm like, how are you not figuring this out? But I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm a big competitor, but there is a little TV off to the side that blanks out the letters that have already been called.
Oh!
So honestly, in my opinion, I think it just chalks up to nerves. Because I will admit, between the fourth and the fifth show, when I was getting ready to call backstage, I did get a little nervous, but I talked to myself out of it. I'm like, no, because they have alternates there in case somebody gets sick or something. I'm like, I am not going to screw this up.
Oh. But
it has to be a nerve thing because the letters are literally there to the side that they're gone if they've been called. So I don't know. Each their own, and yes, I get it. It is a lot different when you're in person. The biggest thing to me was how heavy the wheel was.
You said 2,500 pounds.
Yeah, It's massive, heavy. It is insane. I mean, your arm feels like total slosh after you're done, because you spun it so much during the fake taping and then you're taping. But yeah, it's heavy. And just how far Vanna was from us, and she's the sweetest person, by the way. Vanna White is beyond, so down to earth.
All right, let's get to that right now. Is Vanna White, who is in her 60s, is she as hot in real life as she looks on television?
She came out and greeted us at like 7 in the morning, and we had no clue who she was. I had no clue who she was at first because she didn't have her makeup on or her dress or anything. I've never seen Vanna White in just normal clothes. But she's very natural. I will say that, which I think is very attractive, especially in women.
Yeah.
She is her age, and she's very beautiful, gracefully wise, and very sweet lady. Pat kept to himself, and he didn't come out till the actual taping. But Vanna, from what I got to meet her for just those few minutes, very, very gorgeous, natural woman.
Wow. Hey, let me ask you this. When you say there's letters off to the side, you know, so you already know what's been called, how big are they? Like, can you see them?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're hiding from you, but I mean, they're small. Like, it's like a little TV off to the side that just shows you what's been called, and they kind of
got it.
They shade them out if they've been called, so they highlight. So it's not that hard to
always ask, because we see these mistakes and it's like, how does that happen?
So you don't know what you know what's already been called because they only show you on the screen what's still available.
Yeah. So once you call like a letter, it
shades it out.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So
now answer me this. You won $58,000, including a trip to St. Martin, but mm-hmm. $40,000 in cash. I was shocked when Dana won The Price is Right. How much the taxes are for a game show winner? How much did you actually walk away with?
Well, see, and that's the thing. Like, I had an accountant do my taxes that year because I was nervous. But it wasn't as much as I thought it was going to be. And I kept questioning. I'm like, did she do these wrong? Like,
because you won cash and just one trip, and that's why. And I've always been told, if you're going to win something, win cash.
I did not want to win a car, especially in California. Well, I was like, absolutely not. I won cash and the trip and then some pajamas from Pajamagram.
And Laura, every time we watch Wheel of Fortune every night at my house, I just absolutely love the show.
It's America's game.
It is America's game. That's right. And when somebody ends up, you know, going to the bonus round, and Ryan, or back in the day, Pat, would flip the card open and it said, you know, car.
No.
The first words out of my mouth were always, oh, you're going to wish you hadn't. Yeah. And you want the money.
Yeah.
You don't want the trips.
I was dead set.
You don't want the trips. You don't want the car. You want money.
And you used to be able to, I believe, switch the cars to cash value, but they do not do that anymore. You either take the trips in the car or you just lose them.
Or you decline them. That is correct. There is no cash option. Trust me.
Like Dana, when she won The Price is Right, she declined the trip to Puerto Rico because it would have, you know, it was a $10,000 trip and you're looking at $4,000 in taxes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like I said, I was very nervous about the taxes. But it wasn't as much as I thought it was going to be. It worked out for me. That's all I can say.
I'm so glad, Laura. I'm so glad that you came on, and we appreciate your time, because Scott is obsessed with this show.
Oh,
and
my
if
God.
It is the last thing I do, I'm going to get him on that program.
I'll just try, because that was my only time trying. And I'm like, you know what? Life's too short. And I can give you a word of advice. I would say do a video, because they get millions and millions of people applying, and you have to stand out and just keep trying if you don't get it the first time. But like I said, I don't know what they've done. They might have lightened up with Ryan being on there. I don't know all the rules now that they have.
We'll do a tutorial with you, Laura, as Scott marches toward his journey. We'll call you.
So am I allowed to wear a hoodie on the set? Because I wear a hoodie every day. That's all. That's my uniform.
You know, now I would say probably, because I've seen – crazy outfits on there now, which we were not allowed to do. So
did they tell you what you had to wear, what you could wear?
Uh-huh. Yep, certain colors. And there was actually a gal that came out there with not the best color, and they made her switch her outfits because they tell you you have to bring an extra outfit.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we did.
But like Laura, I said, they've lightened up a lot on the outfits.
This has been great fun.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate you guys. And I was just looking for pictures to post for my Wheel of Anniversary yesterday, and I saw your message, and I'm like, how did I miss this?
Well, we're so glad to talk to you, and I just posted your big win on my Dana Wright KABZ Facebook page, and don't be a stranger, all right?
I won't. You guys have a great day.
All right, you be well.
Thanks. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. That is Laura Hansen from Blue Springs, who was on the Wheel of Fortune 4 years ago.
So fun. When we get back, we have some breaking news. I'm seeing this all over social from the FAA. They are now saying they are going to reduce.
They're going to close airspace.
Air traffic, yep, in 40 markets.
I knew it.
Within the last couple of minutes, KCI came out to say, we have not been notified yet if Kansas City is one of the 40 airports subjected to the upcoming, quote, reduction in
air. This is going to piss people off.
This is going to be a dumpster fire before Thanksgiving.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, this is Mountain. Mississippi Queen.
Very quickly regarding the airspaces being limited, I don't think KCI would be affected because it's not just air traffic controllers we're talking about. It's also TSA. It's all of the government jobs that go into operating an airport.
But the domino effect would affect us here,
wouldn't
it?
Did you see the lines at George Bush International in Houston the other day? And I know we reported this, what is today, Wednesday, Monday, 3-hour-long waits to get through the TSA.
What makes KCI different, though, and why I don't think we'll be affected, we might be affected from the ATC side of it, but our TSA is not the traditional TSA. It's a third party.
Aren't they all?
Right, but what I'm saying, Sam, is that like if flights are now disrupted and there are delays around other parts of the country, that has to have a domino effect on the other airports, does it not, at some point?
In theory. I was just thinking that we may be safe from it because our TSA operates differently.
Well,
how about everyone just goes back to work because the people in Washington pulled their heads out? How about we do that?
How about we stop paying members of Congress when they don't do their jobs?
How about we stop paying members of Congress when they're not working and getting paid, and we start paying the people who are working and not getting paid?
You know, if I was a member of Congress.
Can we just stop that how about at stop paying members of Congress?
If I was a member of Congress. You know, and I know that there are certain members of Congress in our listening area that listen to this program. I know that for a fact. So maybe they're listening right now. What a PR move it would be to have a news conference and say, I refuse to accept my paycheck while we are currently shut down. In fact, I am donating my paycheck to harvesters or
something,
any food, you name the food bank.
Or name a TSA agent.
Fine.
Or an air traffic controller.
But Sharice Davids, Mark Alford, Sam Graves, you know, Emmanuel Cleaver, whomever, if they would hold a news conference and say, I refuse to accept this paycheck because I am currently not working, and you're not, let's be honest. Oh, I'm having a town hall. Okay, great. And this next paycheck that I get, I am going to donate it to harvesters. And then when we reopen the government, I'm going to propose a bill that members of Congress never get paid when there's a government shutdown. And members of the military, the TSA, the air traffic controllers, the FBI, and the CIA, they all get paid during a shutdown.
They'd have my vote for the rest of their lives.
Yep. I mean, that's as nonpartisan as you can get.
By the way, thank you, Texter. All TSAs are third party.
That's what I thought.
Oh, good.
I don't know why we've made such a big deal about
of
it.
Of ours Kansas being City third party? flight capacity will be reduced an estimated 10% with the cuts we are going to see at 40 major airports.
But the fact that they're third party, Sam, to what you just read.
That's thousands of flights per day, Scott.
I know. It's not good.
Goes into effect Friday morning.
Yep. So even though they're third party and not technically employees of the federal government, the third party that they work for is paid by the federal government. If the third party is not getting paid, the TSA agents are not getting paid.
Correct, yes.
They said earlier this week that the FAA will be forced to shut down the airspace in some areas if the shutdown continues into next week. The forthcoming reduction in capacity, that 10%, marks an unprecedented move by the FAA and the Department of Transportation. He said he has never seen this happen before in his, he's been there 35 years.
By the way, as of today, this is now the longest government shutdown in history as of today.
I looked it up because I was thinking maybe they'll pick the top 40 busiest airports.
Where are we at?
Number 40.
Oh, hold on to your hats, people.
Number 40.
Is that right? Is that
barely
true?
Barely made the cut.
Saying there's a chance.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.